The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour. Hello, and welcome back to The Elephas Hour, the audio drama podcast that strives to tell original stories both fascinating and unpredictable. However, as you may have noticed in recent weeks, or if you've just happened on this podcast for the first time, the podcast itself is not immune to unpredictability, or at least some changes. This late October will be the podcast's one-year anniversary, and as someone who's... Well, this is the first time I've actually tried to create a podcast. Not the first time I've created content, but in that time, I feel like I've learned a lot of things, but I know there's still plenty more to come. There's a lot I want to do to get the word out about this podcast, but I still want a definite understanding of what this podcast is and what it will be, and where, I guess, I as a content creator will go in the future. And that could be best enjoyed by the listeners, and yeah, I can keep doing this, or stuff like this. All that to say, I may have mentioned this before, but I will be taking a month-long break starting in September to sort things out and try out some different venues for my creativity. I am currently looking into becoming an author and writing a book or books. I will try to keep you posted on my activities, I suppose. But before all of that, this week's actual episode, with its ultra-long gestation, is based on an idea I've had that, finally correlates to the podcast namesake, that is having to do with elephants. Elephants are my favorite animal of all time, and in the past, they're my favorite animals to find at the zoo. However, I've kind of grown from that place when I was a kid, that thinking that all zoos were perfect places for elephants to live, and I've been able to look at the bigger picture of conservation, questioning about captivity, seeing different sides of... There's this huge picture with so many different sides. It's a complicated issue, but nothing that we can't tackle on this podcast in terms of an episode. So, this week's episode skims the surface of that, asking what these creatures might think actually being in our care. I hope you enjoy The Elephant Hoax.
It's, see, not gonna forget this time. Come on. I'll come back for that. Billy's got a demonstration on 1:30.
Yeah, that was it. There were so many of them. So many little ones together in their own little herds. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. There was a scent of a quick shower in the air. But no one minded.
Well, we think of them from Africa. They are in Africa, but they get some noises. They used to live in great numbers in Africa.
Then they heard what no one had ever heard before. They heard the call. The messenger gave warning, running towards the crowd.
Run! They got out! They escaped!
But he turned around and ran back the way he came. It was a kind of bravery, some said. But really, he just ran the wrong way. That didn't matter. Because by then, the takeover had begun, and our herd was ready.
The elephants got out of the loose. Let us out. Let us out.
As a herd, we took no bull.
What the?
Which was easy, since we didn't bother unlocking his lockery thing.
They got out of us.
But all this noise and madness wasn't doing our nerves any favors. When we charged at a startling little dot in front of us, we might end up touching one of the trees that had the shock string around, just like back in our old spot. We needed the dots in one place. One way to do that was to hurt them.
Don't touch me! Everyone! Oi! They are hurting you. Stay calm and get me bloody down from here.
Now the dots were all in one place. Some of them were like the haunch walkers that brought us food and did scratching and sticking things. Looking at them, I remembered all the times I wondered if they were really just dots. Now, it was a reality. We had taken over Haunchwalker land. But how to get them to understand? We couldn't really understand them. Would they understand us? Maybe if I...
You're a bunch of bullies, that's what you are! Boo! Bunch of gussy...
I should stop doing that.
Oh, I didn't have to wake you up this time.
What?
Let's mess out of my day.
It's 30 to 10.
14 to 10 now. Writing binges get you up bright and early.
Oh no.
What? Can you help sort these? I don't know what I spelled. I'm probably obligated, but...
Please?
I think it's one of my long drafts. I thought you already finished one. The one you entered. I thought the deadline was yesterday.
Yeah?
Needed work. No, not more work. You slayed over that thing. I couldn't talk to you for ages unless something was burning.
But that's not true, Carol. You should help me. You thought about Mike?
Mike?
Yeah, if he comes over, again, I'll leave the couch for you.
Mike and I split up a week ago.
What?
If I'd have been able to tell you, I would have.
I wasn't blocking you out.
If I help, can I see what you wrote?
This isn't a trade-off.
Come on, just one little peek.
It's rubbish. You'll hate it.
Then why are you still working on it? Look, between me and whoever reads it, they're the only ones who might get a glimpse. Right?
This is the first time I've done something like this, actually. Actually shown somebody what I write. I know I'd have to at the newspaper office, but I...
Oh, I'm all for you doing that, for a cash prize. Get off your seatbelt for once.
I can't do it now. I'd fall before I even reach the door. I'm starting small, with this story contest. That was terrifying. I've never done anything like this.
Never?
No. Worst they could do is... just not say anything, right? They won't send it back. Unless I used the wrong format.
Stop that.
I have to go.
Do you want me to order in case you're not back at a decent hour?
I will. The place doesn't stay open all day, you know.
It's summer. Haven't they caught on the new trend? Later hours?
I'll pick up the paper. No, I got them.
There's probably a crowd already. School kids. Picketers. Extroverts.
Life isn't easy. Travel isn't easy. Eating isn't easy. And planning a takeover isn't easy. It takes a big plan and big smarts to pull off something like that. As a rule, everyone pays attention to the little haunch walkers that step into our territory outside.
Stop at Lucius Street.
You can keep an ear out, but inside's the most important. There's always an opportunity to get something good from them, and always one to fling them against something, or bite them. Most of the time, they know what I'm up to. They must watch me from somewhere. Maybe up above. I know they watch my grabber sniff. Sniffing and blowing out and grabbing things the best I can do being watched. Morning. How many?
One, please.
Standard membership? Go on in. Enjoy your visit.
Thanks.
You know, maybe it's more about watching them that should worry me. I might need them for now, but did they need us?
This trait, when you look at other snakes. Morning, Minnie. Minnie's a regular. Bit of self-promotion.
Elephants?
To the right, past the bongos, as usual.
The right?
The right. Where they always are. Anyways, I was saying, Gerald here.
The right. The right. The right. Right. The right. Right.
Those kinds of questions freak me out. Those are the sort of questions I need sketch therapy for.
Who's out today?
Need a refresher?
No, Lance, I mean, I wouldn't want to waste your time.
Makes for a good zookeeper refresher. So, we've got 4 Africans, 3 female out there. One bull sometimes comes out in this front yard, usually alone. Nancy's the star. She's got that notable star birthmark on her side and the notch in her ear. First to take a dive at the pool during a scorcher, first to let someone else get an examination. Betsy, the tallest of the 3, and
Myra, the matriarch.
Actually, it's Moira. But close.
Also known as no tusks, despite the fact that African females usually have tusks, whereas it's normal for Asian females, with the exception of really short ones that...
So you just need me for names, not for facts?
No, anything you give me, if it's about elephants, I'm all ears. What?
I haven't seen you on my off days.
Well, you're not here.
I know you are. Coming on more than a year.
I'd like it here. It's a educational place.
Have you actually seen the rest of the zoo?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go?
No.
I'll leave you with them. You can have a little conversation.
I really do want to hear you talk about these guys.
How about seeing them? Behind the scenes, I mean. In the keeper area.
Really?
Oh, we'd be fine. Don't you want to see what it's like back there?
I don't think I'd be brave enough. Besides, what if Betty stomped all the way to...
Well, elephants don't actually stomp. Not when they walk. Their feet are soft cushions. It makes them near silent. Olance Junior. 30 minutes to presentation, even if no one stops by. What are you doing in the elephant yard while they're still out? I'm working. While facing the objects of my innate loathing. We're only supposed to have gated contact with the elephants, unless... For you, the junior. Me? I have a bit of leeway.
What is that?
What do you think? Our old gold. It helps them get a move on and does a job better than the wired trees.
They do wire the trees.
Hey, enough with the drawing. Moira. Find something else. Knock it off!
Hey!
Hopkins! What? Throwing a rock at an elephant?
She'll remember that. Then she'll know his leader.
Does there have to be one?
Yes. 5 years at the circus, you realize, if you give them a bit of control, they get rowdy.
Mr. Hopkins.
Elephants have, as of late, been deemed smart critters. Along with apes and crows, correct? So if they're smart, they'll understand the message when I do this.
You're hurting her.
I'm off.
30 minutes. 30, Junior.
You noticed him, right? All the times you've been.
Is he like this all the time?
I don't know if it's better if he talks or not. If he talks, it's insufferable. If not, that's when you get scared with the elephants.
Can't you talk to the manager or something?
At the moment, he doesn't like the idea of switching out his egg keeper. I just messed up the backstage arrangement even more, haven't I?
I'll think about it.
Well, let me know. It'll have to be just before closing. You have any trouble with Hopkins, let me know.
Who's... The newspaper, did I... They... just... got the story. Still... don't know what I care for. Posting's in less than a week. Will they tell me sooner? It seems like they should tell me sooner. Tell me I didn't win. Hey! You've been drawing in the dirt for a while now. Moira. Gosh, that's confusing. I had to give you a name change, you know? It's kind of like a subtle nod. You remember that story I kept telling you about? The one where you... well, you, but not you... a group of elephants take over a zoo. The short story version. I sent it into that contest. That was scary, let me tell you. I've been trying to figure out how to send it online. The proper format. I think at first I thought I had to mail it. But... someone else has got a hold of it. Listen to me. You've got it worse. I mean, I don't know what it's like living in there, Moira. But I'm pretty sure Keeper Hopkins isn't much fun. He throws things at you, bosses you. Someone's got to be the boss so you don't get too big for yourself to try and... Oh gosh, I'm a hypocrite. I mean, what did I just write about? This is... he probably makes you want to leave, doesn't he? I've known people like him. There's probably 1,000 more every day. Just waiting for you to do something so they can... it's because they think you're up to something. I'm not. And you're not, right? But if... hold on. Moira. He thinks you're up to something. Or is it... Myra. The elephant that's doing the takeover in the stories... what if you... just depends on how much he thinks you... No, this would never work. Let's say you, Moira, were planning something. Like a complete takeover, but something... something... I'll sort it out later. Plus, you can't let anyone know except maybe the rest of your herd. But definitely Mr. Hopkins. You follow? Wait, don't drop that, you'll need it. Or, I guess... I could. Now, you're already known for your intelligence. Sort of. And your little doodles. Who's to say that if you draw, could you write? And do you have a little doodle as a signature? Maybe I could... no. Okay, I can't see. Is that a circle? Let's say it's a circle. If it's a triangle, it might be too suspicious. So you're writing... why are you writing? Little notes. Little... messages to Hopkins. You're trying to psych him out a bit. Make it a bit ominous. Something like Hopkins. Hey, Hopkins. How's it going? What the fuck? No. Hopkins, you. No. Time's coming, Hopkins. Wait, hold up. If it's his name, you put two and two together. Maybe make it...
old guy.
Spike blade. Anyway, so you'd write. On the ground, you write. maybe just the rock earlier.
I felt the rock.
The rock. Old spike blade guy. Blade guy. This is just between you and me, right, Maura? Right, just Nils?
Hey! Minnie!
Lance?
We can go now, but it'll have to be quick. They'll be bringing the elephants inside pretty soon. Well, that is, if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'll take a chance.
So that's the little hub the keepers visit. Kind of mandatory, that's where we get our equipment. Write down the notes from the day.
The food's there?
Food's made in the kitchen along with the other animals. And right in front of you, our close encounter divider. That's where we have relatively close contact with the ladies. We're a few feet off for protection, and there's the bars and short wall to help us out.
How do you interact with them?
Well, it's mostly for medical checkups, routine, and training too, giving the commands, just to help us examine them. Like lifting a foot to check for sores, or turning to the site for inspection. There's actually another one beside us that leads to another indoor holding place.
Well, have you got, like, sand and stuff to, like, outside on the floor in here too?
Sand, some substrate. This is easier on their feet and joints, though.
So do they just walk from that side to the other through the hall with keys?
Electronic keypad. One time, we had a watermelon in a sort of makeshift treasure chest for the girls to play with. We figured the first thing one would do was smash it, which they did, but they also tried to pick the lock. The smart critters, Minnie.
You don't think they'd memorize a sequence too?
Yeah, that's a stretch. Even for Moira.
It was Moira.
Yep. Oh, Moira. We should probably go, they'll start coming in around dusk time. Oh,
what?
I've got something to show you quick. Wait here.
I guess if I wanted a chance to post it, I haven't even written on it. Do I have a... An elephant wouldn't use pen or pencil. They don't have ink. Not that ink. What would they... Stuff on the ground. What? Mud? I am not using that. The substrate's kind of dirtish color. I felt rock. Elephants don't sign. Where to put it? How to make it stick? Come on. Stick. There.
I'm back.
Oh! What's that?
Tape dispenser. Looks a bit like an elephant. Kind of useful. Gets things to stick. Yeah. Can't get one of these at the gift shop. Here you are.
What? For me? Oh, no, that's not necessary.
I'm the only one who uses it. Plus you didn't have to come back here, so I figured maybe a little compensation for your time.
This was fun.
Think you'd want to come back? Wait for Maura?
Well, if you could, not saying you should, maybe. It's fine.
You know, you're the first person I've met who hasn't blasted the smell of this place. Or them.
Let's go. Right. Stick. You shouldn't start a grand takeover of somewhere without letting everyone know you're doing it. And, as I said before, it's helpful if they understand you. Then, they might be able to help you get the things you need. If you can say your demand, say it. Or make those weird line things so that the haunch dots can read. Or make something that looks like the thing you want. Or just hope they know ahead of time. Or make an object lesson. Minnie, that's my wand.
Minnie.
One of the dots had an orange handy,
and a quick grab illustrated our first demand. Unlimited food and water. They didn't understand that part till we started climbing in that spray thing. I suppose it was worth the effort. But if it hadn't worked, the orange or the takeover, would there have been a chance to try again? There's always a few steps to clear, but the thing is, it won't work.
Come again?
That was the stupidest thing I ever... It's not the paper. Why did I have to post the note? Hopkins will know it's not Moira. You'll just go right on being him. I shouldn't go back tomorrow. I won't. I'll apply at a post office or something. Get a book. Go anywhere but the zoo. Minnie, this is crazy. Go back. Oh God, please help. Please. I promise. I'll write it down. I promise not to do anything crazy again for as long as I...
Sorry.
You're back. You're Junior Lance's friend, aren't you?
Yes. I was just going to see the elephants.
Don't bother. Better if you didn't. Nasty gossbags.
You don't have to insult them. I mean...
It shows. You're not scared of them.
Why would I be scared?
They know things. They know you. Every move you make. Like the rock I threw yesterday.
Really?
Go see the sloths.
Huh. The thing is, if your first step succeeds, you are not going to stop. Wait!
Oh, got it.
Thanks.
I was wondering if you'd come. If we time it right, I could get you back in.
Oh.
You better not be looking when I do this. It's a secret code. I'm just double checking the locks.
I've not done anything, old pinch blade guy. But you.
Try not to get too close to the bars.
Sorry. Just for laughs, why don't we ask Hopkins about his day tomorrow?
What? Why on earth?
Because something might change.
I don't trust them. Not a single one of them. You think it'd be the bull giving me trouble? No. Not yet. They're busy. One of them is. I could tell you my goat's gonna come out. Well, that's what I thought. But then, they remember everything, don't they? Well, I know things too. I mean, as said, Keeper, I know things too.
You let us work, and we'll let you.
It's pointless, isn't it?
Stay sharp while you can.
This isn't over, you hear me? They won't get to me. Paranoid much?
At least. Is he nicer, at least?
To who? Once you ask, most of the time he just says stuff like that.
I won the contest.
The story won?
Yeah. It should be in the papers tomorrow.
That's great. I'll have to read it. Just think about who else might, huh? Might get you that job with the newspaper.
I have to go.
Already? You usually stay late.
I really have to go. Please.
Still. Gosh, everyone's gonna get to read that.
Not today. Not today. Not today. What's one less day anyway? No. This is if you want, but not because. I didn't even note yesterday. I won't ever again. It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's gonna be fine.
I'm telling you.
If it's a matter of vandalism, I'll look into it.
Vandalism?
I doubt it's an elephant. Have you asked your team about...
I told them. I showed them. These are threats. Here's another one from last night.
But... I...
Let me see. It would be tampered evidence. Would it help if I asked the watchman to make a few rounds near the exhibit tonight?
It's inside, that's the problem.
Oh. Have you seen the news today, Hopkins?
I'll handle it if you won't.
No? Never mind. I'll read this in the office.
I didn't leave one last night. Who? How is this happening? Another visit? How late is the zoo open today? Right. Didn't think they'll come back. Bad enough I have to hide after closing. Hopkins hasn't left yet. He's the one keeping my hooks up. Just to spite Moira. Unless Moira... No, she can't. Besides, she just draws. She doesn't write. Why did I have to come up with this? Just so Hopkins could... What? Did they come from inside the building? Just antsy. They... Maybe they want to get out.
What are you still doing here? Huh?
I...
The zoo's closed?
Yes.
Are you here to see about the posting of the ruddy notes? I told you it's Moira.
Mr. Hopkins, this is going to be really hard for you to hear. Maybe it won't be, but...
What? You think I'm crazy? Don't you? Why would you? You're the one who wrote about an elephant takeover. Junior Lance told me. But how did you know?
None of those notes are real.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the ones from... Not last night, but before then.
No.
It's all because you're such a git to the elephants. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
That? I didn't do anything, he just...
Right.
What are you carrying on that for?
We're closed.
Well, I have to tell you something. It's about...
Excuse...
Lance, I...
Shh. We have a problem.
What?
Moira. She's out. Behind you.
W-T... Shouldn't we call someone?
No one's here except maybe the night guard. And Hopkins, who's out. Thinking we might be able to lure her with some...
She's moving.
Let's go. No sudden moves. We want to still be in front of her. She can smell us.
This is not where I plan to be tonight.
Well, technically, this is your fault.
I'm sorry?
Or not. Hang on. I'm thinking Moira might have been smart enough to get out tonight.
Or someone left a lock opened.
Fair enough. But we don't leave little notepads lying around.
Who do you think it was?
I'm rather thinking you don't want to give that up.
I tried yesterday. I knew someone would guess it was me if they read the paper.
I might have been exaggerating about everyone.
Thank you.
It was for one cent of sake. I must have gave you one about Hopkins. She's not taking the bait.
I decided I'd take him on my own. I made him think it was Moira, but since yesterday... What happened last night?
Yeah, that's on
that. Lance?
Last night, I'd seen the others the other nights, but I left them alone. I wasn't sure whether I liked what Hopkins was doing. But when a note didn't come, I didn't want them to stop.
You lousy...
Shh! I was done! How was I supposed to know? You never told me?
You obviously guessed. Now Hopkins has passed out after seeing me, and you might have guessed. You think things will just go back the way they were. Hey!
Moira. She's going back. Taking the path to the building passage.
Why is she going back?
What, you wanted your story made live action?
No. But... why? I never should have done anything. I never should have said anything. I should have left Hopkins be.
So you just would have let him hurt the elephants? This is his fault.
No, it's mine. I made this mess. Tell Hopkins not to worry. I won't be back. Ever.
Never? Minnie!
I know you didn't mean it. It makes sense you come here. The elephants aren't terribly busy. Kind of a contrast between you and...
Please be quiet.
Aren't you going to reply? I don't need a publisher anymore. Look. You can quit the writing binges. Or coming back here. But you can't give up everything you love.
You saw what happened when I didn't.
I didn't actually, you just whimpered it to me. But if you do this, you'll definitely be living a life you don't love.
Or I could just mess up something I do. Again.
You're just trying to show the man a different viewpoint. Kind of stupid, psychotic way.
Could have stopped myself. But I thought I was making a difference.
You have interesting sense, I know it. But that doesn't mean you can't apply that to what you love. You can have sense and trust yourself, you know.
I had no sense.
Miss?
Yes, Mr. Hopkins.
I just came to say my goodbye.
Goodbye?
And apologize for any altercations we had. I resigned today. I realize I'm not best suited for elephant keeping. Don't know why it took me that long. It'll be a bit nicer for my grandchildren, I think. I'll get to see them a lot more. They liked your story, by the way. Hats off to you.
Huh. This is where the sense kicks in. Ice cream's good. I'm just not sure I like the idea of escaping elephants.
That was... I think someone must have left something open. Moira's not Myra. It was just a fluke.
Bye. Phew. Things locked. Double check.
You've been listening to The Elephant Hoax on The Elephas Hour. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to hear more, please subscribe. And at the moment, if you want to check for more updates, I will be trying to be a bit active on Twitter, or you can just type in The Elephas Hour on Twitter. The Elephant Hoax was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and music for it. So, like I said earlier, there will be a break this month of September. Hopefully, I will return in October, but I will... hopefully before that time, but most likely around that time. Like, I would say early October, so keep your eyes open. This has been The Elephas Hour.